now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senny Roberto, you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, honestly, it's all about radio on the go. And if you're heading to work, you're heading to the beach, whatever the circumstances are, well, guess what? You can grab you some Sports Attack, and you can do it on your device. And whether it's an iPhone or an Android or laptop or tablet, whatever the circumstances are, technology changes each and every day, and the face of radio changes each and every day. And believe me, I have a face for radio. The look, it's what you want, how you want it, where you want it, when you want it, and ultimately that is the platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, you know the drill. It's all right there for you at your command, and you can archive, you can listen live. You can get into whatever you want to get into as far as your listening pleasure. And really, you know, that's how radio has changed. That's how television has changed, too. But that's specifically how radio has changed. And, you know, look, it's all going to be at your command, as it should be. And when it comes right down to it, it's your choice. Grab your platform. Grab your program. Grab us. You know, it's the way it is. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they put it out there each and every day, and we are proud of them. They protect us, and ultimately, they've got our backs in every situation around the world, domestically, no matter what it is. And so if you see one of these soldiers on the street, sailors, Air Force people, thank them. Tell them we appreciate it. Buy them a cup of coffee. Give them a handshake. Whatever it is, because they're doing a job nobody else will do. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll set the table. Yeah, unfortunately, we're going
to... Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home.
for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Welcome back to the Attack, Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, unfortunately, and you know, just the world we live in, that's the way it goes. We have to start the show off with politics. And our president decided to get into the world of the National Football League, and the league reacted accordingly. And that's how it is. I don't care about the politics of it. I don't. I don't care what side of the political fence you are on. Yeah, you know, and I put this on my Facebook page. Everybody has the right to do whatever they want to do. And what I mean is obviously within reason. But when you look at protest in sports, it's gone on for a long, long time. There's nothing that this is a new precedent. Where the country is fractured right down the middle. It's black against white, rich against poor, old against young, and vice versa. And everybody has an opinion, and opinions are like, you know what, because everybody has one. Doesn't make them right, doesn't make them wrong, just how it is. But here's the thing. The president decided to reach into the world of sports, and specifically with the National Football League. The National Football League reacted by pretty much every team either kneeling, staying in the locker room during the anthem, whatever the circumstances were, and everybody reacted in their own way. Villanueva for Pittsburgh, and we'll get to him in a minute, was the only person on the Steelers who stood. And here's a guy who served three tours in Afghanistan. Idiots. But with that being said, football is committing suicide. And it's not because of the fact that some of their players have taken a knee or that Kaepernick did this. That it's a combination of a lot of things. Understand something. This is a sport that's predicated on violence. It's controlled violence, but it's violence. People meeting in the middle at 25 to 30 miles an hour. And it's a violent world. It just is. You know, ideals are peaceful. History is violent. You can't get around that. So the armed forces and those people protect us, as we talk about in the opening each and every day. So herein is part of the discussion. Some people take not putting your hand over your heart as a protest against soldiers and sailors and policemen. And hey, it is a protest against policemen. You know, there's no getting around it. All the social justice warriors can talk about, well, this isn't I'm not going to have the discussion as to whether or not people of color are treated differently by the police, because we all know that they are, rightly or wrongly. But here's the thing. And this is where people are going to disagree with me, and frankly, I don't care. A baseball game or a football game or a basketball game, hockey game, no matter what the circumstances are, lasts about 2 to 2.5 hours, 3 hours. For the great majority of people who attend these events, to escape from the drudgery of the 9-to-5, they go to escape from their bills, they go there to escape from whatever's going on in their life that is in a negative bent. Could be the wife, could be the husband, could be, it doesn't matter. But for that 2 to 3.5 hours, whatever it is, they go to escape. And you get the small group that complain about the millionaire athletes and everything else. But most of the people who are in the stands and are paying $30 for parking and are paying $15 for a beer and who are paying $10 for a hot dog and everything else, they may not like it, but they still go and they do it. And the trade-off is this. They want to be entertained. They want to see the offensive line try to protect Eli. They want to see Ben Roethlisberger throw a pass down the field. They want to see Aaron Rodgers scramble and save another game, whatever the circumstances are. What they don't want is real life intruding into their escapism for the couple of hours that they're at a stadium. So while they are doing, by kneeling, by protesting, by staying in a locker room, whatever the circumstances are, for that 2.5 hour period, they're cutting their own throats. They are, and this is how I feel. You have a platform, and that's all well and good. You want to address things in your post-game press conference? That's fine. You want to talk about it in the community and hold meetings, that's fine. Standing on the sidelines and kneeling or locking arms or whatever does absolutely nothing. It does nothing except alienate your fan base. Okay, so you're in solidarity. Big whoop. Okay, so you're protesting police violence against people of color. Okay, great. Do you think any of the 80,000 people in the stands give a flying bleep at that point in time why you're not standing for the national anthem? Or you're kneeling or you're sitting or whatever the circumstance? They don't. What they do know is that you're intruding upon the brief respite that they have from day-to-day life to make your point. You have the right to do it. And that's fine. Do it. But don't expect a positive reaction out of it, because these fans could care less. They're spending big bucks to come see you play. Play. I'm not saying give up the social aspect of it. Don't. You guys are in a position of privilege. You should be leading the way. But this has now turned into such a divisive split down the middle. The great, great majority of people who attend sporting events are against what you are doing on the field. Not off the field, on the field. And when you think about the other baggage that is in football right now, and I'm going to hone in specifically on football because that's the direction the president went and that's how the NFL owners reacted. You're dealing with CTE. You're dealing with concussions. You're dealing with domestic violence. You're still dealing with steroid use and drugs. These guys are getting suspended left and right again. and then you throw in protesting the anthem. You're killing your own sport. There's a phrase, killing the golden goose. Well, you're doing it. And I got news for you. It's all well and good that the owners are behind you. Yeah, the president was wrong. It was divisive. Okay, great. When your team's 0-3, like say the Giants are, and your stands are empty halfway through the year, that's where your message went. To people who aren't going to be bothered to come out and watch your sport. I'm going to pick it up right there on the other side because this is an all-NFL show. It's the direction we're going to go. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're back with the Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, unfortunately, we're having to talk politics here. And the landscape of sports is changing. The politics has entered into sports. And once politics enters into anything, it's never going to go away. Right, wrong, or indifferent. And again, you know, people who've listened to this show know that I take an approach that's a lot different from people that work in this business. And the reality is this. You're killing your sport, specifically football. And as I talked about in the previous segment, nobody's questioning the right to do what you want to do. Nobody. You're not harming people. You're not scarring little children for life. This is not what this is about. He says a football game lasts 2.5 to 3 hours or something like that. If a player's taking a knee during and the anthem, which lasts a couple of minutes and is before the game, is enough to actually ruin the hours-long respite those fans tune in for, then those people are exactly the ones who need to be reminded they don't live in a bubble where issues the players are trying to remind them of don't exist. And he's 100% right about that. However, that's not going to change the reality. It's not. They don't want this to spill into that 2.5, 3 hour period. And it may be that those are the people that need to be reminded. Maybe there's racists in the crowd that need to hear this. I completely get it. But out of that 80,000 people, there's also 78,000 people that don't want to hear it at that given moment. And so what do? Flip them the bird and say, we don't care what you think? Because that's, you know, that's the point that's getting missed here. It's all well and good to want to put your opinion out there and stand up for something, and God bless you. It's good. More public figures should be getting involved in social action and actually start doing something. And, oh, by the way, putting your money where your mouth is. Let's talk about that a little bit, too. Message is coming loud and clear from the fans. They don't want to see this during the games. And whether you agree with what President Trump said or not, it's irrelevant. They don't want to hear it during the games. And if you're going to continue to rub their faces in it, you're going to lose your audience. It's as simple as that. And if you don't recognize that, if you, as players you don't recognize it, and as organizations you don't recognize it, and as Roger Goodell and the league, you don't recognize it, which he probably does. Boardrooms of where these owners are meeting right now, they are in full-blown panic as to the direction these people are going, the direction the sport is going. Because their multi-billion dollar entities are going down the crapper in a fast and furious way. And it's all coming down quickly, much faster than they ever anticipated. And I talked about this when Joe and I were still working together. It you watch. Some of these owners, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them, are going to get out of the sport. They're going to. Different ownership groups in there, because it's going to come to the point where it's going to start to go in the other direction. I'm telling you that I'm right about this. Not right away. But you don't think that the networks are lining up and saying we're not putting this kind of TV deal out there because the ratings are down? You don't think that the advertisers aren't concerned about this? That they're saying to themselves, should I associate my product with an entity that has so much controversy swirling around it right now that I can't justify spending this kind of money? You know, you look at sports, and you look at the NBA, and you look at baseball, and you look at football, and you look at the advertisers that spend their money. What you're looking at is the creme de la creme. You're looking at Mercedes-Benz. You're looking at Rolex. You're looking at Budweiser. Who spend the big bucks. And if they start pulling their dollars back, which they're going to do, I promise you, they're not going to double down on this. They don't want to be bothered anymore. You know, today it's Trump. Last week it was Aaron Hernandez finding out that the guy had such an advanced form of CTE that he had, it was amazing he was still walking around on the earth. That story got buried by the newest story. One of these guys will beat the hell out of one of their women, and that'll be the new story. And, oh, by the way, for all the posturing by ownership, as far as we stand with our players and everything else, well, guess what? Colin Kaepernick still isn't signed. And that was the previous story. You know, drugs falls to the bottom right now. Performance-enhancing drugs, they're like, oh, that's the least of our worries. We got bigger fish to fry. And that's the truth. This is a game in big trouble. And footballers. You know, Trump picked a fight with Steph Curry, too. You know, guess what? Steph Curry's been waffling back and forth as to whether he was going to go to the White House or not. Oh, okay. So the White House said, screw you. Don't come. That's Trump's right to do that. I'm sure that was a bitch slap that he didn't enjoy. You know, these guys, they just don't get it. They're entertainers. And once you start spilling into the other world, there are consequences to be paid. I'm not saying don't do it. Do it. That's what you want to do. Do it. But then when there's a price to be paid for it, what are you bitching about? You can't have it both ways. There's blowback? Well, guess what? You open that door. President made specific comments about you. Guess what? You open the door. And that's cool. If you can handle the heat, that's great. If you can't, you shouldn't have opened your mouth. Be a social justice warrior. And I'll still take it back to what I said about Kaepernick. I don't know the guy, but I can be specific in a certain amount of areas. When I talked to Nate Boyer, one of the things that I said to him was that if he ends up getting perceived as an ill-informed person, then all that he is doing or trying to do is going to be for naught. And the media keeps trying to prop him up as a hero, but the reality is it's easy to be a hero when you got $14 million in the bank. And don't kid yourself. A lot of the people, and I talk to people, you know, the people who do this business, they talk to themselves. They don't go out to into the world and say, you know, hey, I'm so-and-so and I work for Sports Byline and here's what I think about this. What's your opinion? They talk to each other about what their opinions are. And I'm telling you, I go out there and I talk to people. And I live in one of the most liberal areas in the country, in New York. And people don't want to hear this. 9 out of 10. Everybody I talk to, 10 out of 10, says, yeah, they have the right to do it. They do. Nobody's saying they don't. But the price you're paying? Don't stand there and tell me when you have $1 million in the bank that you're suffering hard times. Have you experienced race? I don't know if it's a day in, day out basis or something that happened in your past. But the guy that's making $42,500 a year is saying, well, you know, I got dumped on yesterday too. Wasn't for the color of my skin. It was for something else, and I ain't feeling good about it. But I don't go home to a mansion. I don't go home to health insurance that's paid for by my league. I don't get a limo to the game. I don't have club doors open for me. I don't have hookers wandering around the lobby. On a regular basis. You can't believe the circus that goes on with these players. What's at their disposal? And I'm not just talking girls. It's a different world. They don't live in our world. And for anybody to pretend that they do is completely disingenuous. And I'm not even talking about the people that go out and party all the time. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the people who, when they go to a restaurant, they're isolated. When they go to a club, nobody bothers them. When they go to a movie, it's a private screening. I'm talking about all the advantages that come along with being a professional athlete. We actually go to the field right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint and putting more money into the pockets of pros with top quality paints without the paint store price. Like Glidden paints. Glidden lasts longer, covers better, and costs less at the Home Depot. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So save time and money with Glidden. Paints that get the job done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Together. ...878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. At Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, again, I'm done with the politics of the day. There'll be more to talk about it. Except one other thing. Alejandro Villanueva stood in the tunnel, put his hand over his heart at Soldier Field, and stood during the anthem. And supposedly this surprised many members of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me tell you something. Don't even go down that road. They had their players-only meeting, and the expectation was that everybody would not go out for the... Well, Villanueva is a former Army Ranger who served three... Got it? Get it? Good. You know, James Harrison, the moron, which he is, he didn't think anyone was exempt from the pregame plan. We thought we were all in attention with the same agreement, obviously. He can't even speak English. But I guess we weren't. Oh, okay. Watch your six, James. You've never served anything other than time in a day in your life. To the field. Don't take my blood pressure right now. There were games. And plenty to talk about. Thursday, Rams and the Niners, as we talked about. Rams 2-1 right now. Don't get too excited if you're out in L.A. Because ultimately you're going to lose a lot of football games. But, not a bad way to start. And I think Jared Goff is showing enough where you don't necessarily have to go quarterback. He's finally got the right coach, somebody who's in the 21st century as far as offense goes, unlike Jeff Fisher. And I think he's going to get better and better, and you're seeing why he was drafted at the top. He looked so bad. But this is a different world now. And he's finally got a coach that has his head out of his chute. It's not that complicated. Protect the quarterback, Todd Gurley, Jared Goff, high completion percentage, and every once in a while stretch the field. And, oh, by the way, you got him weapons. Hello? Figured it out? Good. Coach of the year. They're still limited with their talent. They'll probably end up with four, maybe five wins. They may surprise and get a couple more. I don't know. The defense is pretty good. But they're not a playoff team. Getting Aaron Donald back sure as hell helps, though. What they did against San Francisco, though, was get up after Hoyer. They had four sacks. A lot of quarterback hits. You know, Hoyer's a terrific backup. San Francisco is a team that's in big doo-doo as far as their season goes, because they ain't going to win. And they'll be drafting a quarterback. Unless they decide Kirk Cousins is the way to go, and we'll examine that mess at the end of the year. Now, this one, which, by the way, I had so much trouble finding this game yesterday. By the time I finally found it, it was already decided because it was halftime. But Jacksonville in London takes care of the Ravens 44 to freaking 7 and no interceptions. You got it right for a week, Blake. I'll give you all the credit you deserve. Seriously. And, oh, by the way, for those of you wondering, I had probably the worst week picking games that I ever had in my life. And this was certainly one of them. Flacco. It was over so fast that your head spun. The Jacksonville defense is the real deal, and they're going to win games because of it. And if Bortles manages to not screw it up, they could end up at 500. They have higher aspirations than that, but they could end up at 500, which I never thought going into the season. And I still think they need another quarterback. You know, like I said, I'll give him credit for yesterday's performance. He played really well. But the yards per catch is a little bit deceiving because he averaged 8 yards. So they're not throwing the ball down the field, because when he throws the ball down the field, they got issues. It's a lot of dump and run. It's a lot of stuff across the middle. He made some nice throws. I did manage to see a highlight package. but he's I still don't think he's the guy. Leonard Fournette, however, is the guy. And even though the yards per run is deceiving, what they did was commit to running him between the tackles. Corey Grant was the guy with he had a big run, 58-yarder. He was 6 for 75. But Leonard Fournette had 17 carries for 59 yards. Perfect balance. And Mercedes Lewis, who changed his name to Mercedes Lewis, had a huge game. Very underrated tight end. Always has been. Took him a little while to get his footing under him, but he figured it out. Another weapon. You know, they're hurting at that position, at the receiver position in general, not tight end. But if they can get him more involved in the game, and yesterday they found something they could exploit, and boy, did they exploit it. Baltimore could be in for a really rough year. They're hurting defensively. They have injuries all over the field. They can't run the football. They're having a hard time protecting Flacco. And truthfully, they lost to a Jacksonville's now 2-1. They're in the mix. You know, and this wasn't garbage time stuff for Bortles. He did the job when they needed to do it. This was a very good game. And, you know, it's funny. I'll take it all the way back to when he was in Buffalo. Doug Marrone can flat out coach. I don't know what the hell went on up there in Buffalo. People said that he and management were going at it, that they had different visions, and that's why he walked away. He didn't pick up his own option. He left money on the field, and it cost him. You know, it cost him. He had to go back in as an assistant. But he obviously knew what he wanted to do as far as his next opportunity. And when the opportunity came with Gus Bradley going out the door down in Jacksonville, he impressed Mr. Khan enough to get the job. Khan brings in Coughlin. They have roots together. They've got this program pointed in the right direction. Again, do I think that Blake Bortles is the guy ultimately? No, I don't. And they're probably going to have to make some kind of an adjustment there. But they're sticking with him. They have no choice, but they're sticking with him. And if they get those kind of performance, you know, one game yes, one game no basis, they're going to end up being a 500 team. Now, that's not good enough in most cities, but it will be good enough for year one in Jacksonville. And then they'll figure out what they're going to do with the quarterback from there. It's a home field advantage for Jacksonville when they go to London because they've been over there so many times. And one nice story was that Jermaine Ulamanur, he was a fifth-round pick out of Texas A&M. He was actually born in London, and they activated him for this game. He wasn't active for the first two games. So he actually got to see a little time, and that was cool. Nice story. But not a nice story for the Ravens as far as their season goes. You know, they're 2-1 right now, and that's all well and good, but they don't look good at all. I'll be curious to see how it starts to play out. Again, we're smoothing things as we go because this league this year, is topsy turvy, to be kind. Bills beat the Broncos 26-16. Trevor Siemian 24 for 40, 259 yards, two interceptions. Jamal Charles, there was a little something left in the legs. I have to say, if you're Denver, that's the only thing you're really taking out of this game in a positive manner. is that Jamaal Charles actually ran the football well. And if you can get him and C.J. Anderson in tandem, you go be okay. But yesterday was not one of those days. They went up to Buffalo and amazingly got smoked by the Bills. Outscored 13-3 in the second half when Buffalo took it away. Tyrod Taylor is not a starting NFL quarterback. He's just credit for. He does not turn the ball over. He doesn't. And that's what keeps him in this league. They didn't run the football. 33 for 75 yards, Buffalo. And Denver did run the football for 111. But the problem was that Trevor Siemian, who is also best served as a backup quarterback in this league, is the starter. He gave you a couple of good games. And now you got a stinker. And that's how it's going to be. Buffalo's defense was better than Denver's defense yesterday. They found something they liked. They got away from the run, Buffalo. And it was all Tyrod, and they exploited it. You know, guess what? Okay. You know, this is a team that lost 9-3 at Carolina. So, I mean, they found something, they used it. And I think part of the deal with Denver was that they went in just cruising. All right, it's Denver. It's Buffalo. We're going to beat them. Didn't play out that way. You can't take any game for granted in this league. And unfortunately for them yesterday, they did. And Von Miller, by the way, pull your head out of your chute. He tried to one-up Tyrod, offering a hand as if he was going to help him up and then pulled it away. You know, psych. Yeah, well, he got 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. And guess what? Buffalo's finding a scoring drive? Yeah, they won the game. Idiot. Step out. We'll be back right after this short timeout on Black Ear. Not, don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
All right, you're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And one other footnote on this Bills game, and this goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show, and I had no idea because this was a game that I did not see. Okay? Now, as I talked about, when you're making political statements in your sport, that's all well and good. Shady McCoy took it upon himself to kneel, sit, stretch during the anthem. After he cursed out the president, Jim Kelly called him out on it. You know, again, you're going to not stand for that. That's fine. Don't do stretching exercises and disrespect the flag, because that's exactly what he did. Onto the field. And their crowd, a home crowd, booed in unison onto the field. The booing stopped once the anthem started. But the crowd made it loud and clear how they felt about the Bills doing what they were doing. So again, if you think you are winning this battle, you're not. And if your team ends up with six straight losses, you're going to be looking up at a lot of empty seats. A lot. I'm telling you, this is going real bad for the league. Real bad. We'll get back to it on the other side. Make sure you stay tuned for the news. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Keeping America safe, he says. The president's out with a new travel ban, adding three countries to it. The president issuing the executive order late yesterday, in addition to the Middle Eastern nations, which were on the last ban. This one adds North Korea, Venezuela, and Chad. On another front, President Trump is continuing to talk about pro sports and athletes who kneel and take other actions during the national anthem.
President Trump insists his complaints about NFL protests are not about race.
I think it's very disrespectful to our flag and to our country. So I certainly think the owners should do something about it.
Dozens of players did kneel during the national anthem yesterday, while three NFL teams stayed off the field while the anthem was played.
That's Sharon Reed. A seventh arrest has now been made in connection with the London subway bombing 10 days ago. This is USA Radio News.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We're learning that 17 ISIS fighters in Libya are dead after a half dozen U.S. airstrikes there. Mark Mayfield with more.
The U.S. military says strikes involving armed drones led by two B-2 bombers dropped about 100 precision-guided munitions on a desert camp on Friday. Three vehicles were also destroyed in the strike. This is the first set of American airstrikes in Libya since President Trump assumed office in January. The camp was about 150 miles southeast of the city of Sirte, which was once an ISIS stronghold in Libya. After being defeated in Sirte last year, ISIS in Libya has moved into desert valleys and the inland hills.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he thinks they'll have the votes needed this week to pass a new health care bill in the Senate. He said so on ABC's This Week. Among the Senate's 52 Republicans, though, Rand Paul of Kentucky and John McCain of Arizona have already said they'll be voting against the proposal, and Maine's Susan Collins says she's not sure she can support it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Authorities in Mexico say the death toll from last week's powerful earthquake now stands at least 319 as rescuers continue to search for survivors in the rubble of dozens of buildings nearly a week after that magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck not far from Mexico City. Rescue and recovery had to come to a stop on Saturday when a magnitude 6.1 aftershock rocked much of the nation. It was centered in the state of Oaxaca, about 300 miles southeast of Mexico City. About 35,000 people in Bali are evacuating their homes after authorities there warned that a massive volcano could erupt. Mount Agung last erupted in 1963. When it did, it killed over 1,000 people, but that region is much more heavily populated today than it was then. The nearly 10,000-foot volcano is also very close to popular tourist destinations in that part of Indonesia. And most Americans say they are making conscious efforts to prevent cancer. A new survey from the Mayo Clinic finding about 75% of Americans don't smoke, they limit their alcohol intake, and they stick to a healthy diet. Just over 60% of people are concerned they'll develop cancer within their lifetimes. Most say they hope there'll be a cure for it. 57% are optimistic that will happen within the next 20 years. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
All right. Well, you're back with the Attack, Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. We go back to the games. Like I said, I had one of the worst weeks that I've ever had picking games. I think I had 10 losses. So disgusted. I can't figure this league out right now. But I do know that Buffalo managed to beat Denver. And although Denver, because, you know, after 2 weeks, everybody jumped on the bandwagon. Oh, my goodness, they're going to be a great team and they're going to the Super Bowl. No, they're not. They've got real limitations. Not the least of which is a quarterback. And that ain't going to change. Not unless Paxton Lynch figures out the magic formula. That's who they want to be, the quarterback. Not going to happen. Steelers go into Soldier Field. They have their pregame meeting. They decide to be in unison, except for Villanueva. They come out and they forget how to play football. They lose 23-17 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Lennon was nothing spectacular. He was 15 of 22 for 101 yards. However, Jordan Howard and the appropriately named Tariq, I'm going to call him Tank, Cohen, combined for 220 yards on the ground. They slashed Pittsburgh's defense. And Jordan Howard, who is a fifth-round pick out of Indiana, is the real deal. He's 6 foot, 224 pounds. He hurts people. And he will hurt people some more. I'll get to the details of the game right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black 71. At Sports Byline, USA. Yep. Again, back to the Bear game. Good for unity. Antonio Brown had a good game. Martavis Bryant, 2 catches for 30 yards. He's the big game threat down the middle of the field. Not happening so far. He had a good game last week. First game, not so much. This game, not so much. They'll probably figure it out. Big Ben, 22-39, 235. Touchdown, interception. Got sacked 3 times. Chicago's got issues. They're not particularly talented in some positions. Probably halfway through the year, Trubisky will be their quarterback. But right now, their best player is Jordan Howard, and he's getting it done. Now, teams are going to figure this out pretty quickly, and they will adjust to him and make other players try to beat them. But the Bears are not going to be an easy out, and it's pretty damn obvious that Pittsburgh took them for granted going in, because truthfully, this shouldn't have been a competitive game. It went to overtime. I get it. Pittsburgh could have won. They didn't win. Because that's what happens when you take teams lightly. You end up losing those football games. And that's exactly what happened to Pittsburgh. They could have been 3-0 in their division. They're still there. I'm not. Right? But these are the games you don't want to lose. And they did. Atlanta 30, Detroit 26. Final on the two teams that I think are the best two teams in the National Football Conference. Matty Ryan 24-35, 294, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, but he made the big plays when it mattered. Matt Stafford 25-45, touchdown. He had one that unfortunately was Golden Tate, and it was the right call. The knee came down at the end of the game. Detroit lost. Literally what it came down to, last play of the game. He just couldn't break the plane before the knee came down. Play was the right call. Stafford got the ball there. Oops. But the important thing out of this game, number one, I think Detroit can compete with anybody. And I think they will. I said it before the season. And Atlanta, at least from as of right now, they're not having the Super Bowl hangover, number one. And Sarkisian, being their offensive coordinator, it looks like is going to be fine replacing Kyle Shanahan. And ultimately, that's what matters, because Matt Ryan took that big step forward last year after windows only open for so long. But you lose one of these every once in a while. Detroit's defense is pretty good. They're running the ball. He threw the slant to Tate. They had to do the video review, and by rule, 10 seconds had to be run off the clock, and they didn't have any timeouts, so the game was over. Unfortunately for Detroit, the fact that they had to stop the clock for the review induced the 10-second runoff. It's, you know, it's how it was. Pretty good. Falcons play Buffalo next Sunday. Lions go in division, play Minnesota, and they're at Minnesota, so that's going to be a really good game. And they rebounded. But Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay sitting at 2-1. Chicago's at 1-2 in those divisions. That division's going to be a fight all year. It's going to be a 9-7 division, more than likely. But I honestly believe that if Detroit comes out of it, they got a really good chance to advance in the playoffs. And, you know, Atlanta, as I said in the beginning of the season, I think Tampa Bay's a fraud, and we'll talk about them. New Orleans is New Orleans. They're just not very good, and they can't stop me. Carolina still hasn't flipped the switch offensively yet, but defensively, they're all the way back. So it's going to be interesting watching Atlanta and Carolina take care of this. Good game. Real good game. Two of the better quarterbacks in football. The other thing about this, too, in Detroit, you know, therein lies an issue. And Atlanta ran the ball for 100. On the ground. 253 in the air for Detroit, 71 on the ground. But Detroit stayed committed to it. 19 carries for 71 yards. Amir Abdullah, unfortunately, is an undersized running back. He is their primary running back. The big problem is they don't have a backup plan. And if he gets hurt, they got issues. He's 5'9", 203. You can't run him consistently between the tackles. He just can't take the pounding. So they have to use him judiciously, make sure that when they do run him, they're trying to get him in ISO plays outside. And they go from there. That's all they can do. I mean, would I be surprised to see a trade before the end of the year? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Because if there's a running back on the depth chart that's a little buried, probably out of conference, that's not getting the time, maybe he's putting the football on the ground, whatever the circumstances are. You know, that they'll make the move because it literally, as I see this football team, and yeah, they have their weaknesses just like anybody else, but as I see this football team, their primary weakness is that they don't have the balance on offense to make it work. They're getting just enough. And I don't know that after the halfway point in the season, they're going to be able to get that done. So, we'll see. 1-800-878 is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. This one, I was a surprised. But not surprised in the fact that Jacoby Brissett performed well. Because I think he's going to be a very good NFL quarterback. And there's a little Andrew Luck news in there as well. But I was surprised at the way the Browns came back, and they were trading yards for points in the fourth quarter. Unfortunately for them, they gave up 21 in the second, lost this game 31-28. You know, if the Browns are going to win games this year, this is the kind of game they're going to have to steal. They weren't able to do it. Brissett did exactly what he needed to do as a quarterback, and God, he's so much better. They stayed committed to the run. 36 for 92. Cleveland ran the ball as well. 21 for a buck 11. DeShone Kizer had 44 yards himself. DeShone turned the ball over. I mean, he's a rookie. This is why they have him in there. They're figuring out whether or not he can play. He's got the physical skills, but even at Notre Dame, he turned the football over. Well, he's turning the ball over thus far in the National Football League, too. But he also accounted for 3 touchdowns, 2 passing, 24 for 259 with the touchdown and no interceptions. Hence the difference in the ball game. Cleveland's going to frustrate me this year because I'm going to pick them a lot and they're going to lose games, but they're way better than what their record is indicating right now. It's tap of the breaks. We'll go into more detail on this game right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Welcome back. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. You're listening to the Sports Attacker and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, again, Cleveland is frustrating my sorry behind. And, you know, look, they're on the way. Good things are starting to happen. Defense isn't quite there yet. You know all the things that we're going to talk about. Garrett isn't on the field, which ain't helping things either. But once he gets there, now I'm looking at their defensive stats, Cleveland's. Danny Shelton, with 7 tackles. Ogba with 6 tackles and a sack. You know, when he gets back on the field, they're going to be pretty impressive. And, oh, by the way, Jabril Peppers is making a real impact on this team, as I knew he would. Indianapolis Colts, on this game, is that Andrew Luck is going to start practicing. And when he comes back, which is in about 4 weeks, provided there are no setbacks, he will take over the starting job. However, Indianapolis now has a plan B. Brissett can flat out play. And if Andrew Luck, for whatever reason, is damaged goods and they have to shut him down, all is not lost for the Colts. Simple as that. And here's the other aspect of it, which nobody's talking about. Colts still can't protect their quarterback. And Jacoby Brissett does something that Andrew Luck can't do, and that's make plays on the run. He threw for ran for 2 touchdowns, threw for another. Granted, you know, against Cleveland. I get it. And there's not going to be a quarterback controversy. This is Andrew Luck's team. But the Colts are going to be faced with a real dilemma. They're paying a hell of a lot of money to a quarterback that they can't protect, can't get a running game going, and has a shoulder injury that has not responded. And I don't care what they tell you. There's something going on. They are erring on the side of caution, which I get. Confident that he's going to come back. Hence the trade for Jacoby Brissett. And that's all well and good. But what kind of a dilemma are they going to be in if Andrew Luck comes back and he can't perform? And Brissett, he goes free agent after this year. And they're going to have to pay the farm for him. No, I'm sorry, he doesn't. He goes free agent after last year. My bad. Next year. My bad. But, you know, this is how it is. In place as a franchise right now. They will, if Luck can't perform, end up having a full-fledged quarterback controversy by the time it's all said and done, because one quarterback's healthy, the other one isn't. We'll see. I want to see what happens at that 8-week mark. Because if they start to win a few games, you know, they're 1-2 right now, but if they start to win a few games, it's going to be very difficult. Getting Andrew Luck back into the starting role. It'd be interesting. Hey, Minnesota, 34-17 over the fraud known as the Tampa Bay Bucks. Here's what happens, okay? An offensive coordinator and a quarterback get in sync. And a quarterback has significant improvement. So you blow the coach out the door. And you elevate the offensive coordinator. And you make him the head football coach. And the head football coach's name is Dirk Cutter. And the quarterback is Jameis Winston. And you just assume from that point in time everything's going to be hunky-dory. Well, there's a couple of flies in the ointment, a couple of monkeys in the wrench. Here's the deal. Jameis doesn't see the field well. It was an issue in college. He was coached up in the pros. He still doesn't see the field well. Set. And I think he's going to be a good, but not great, NFL quarterback. This is supposed to be the year where Jameis takes the big step, a la Derek Carr, a la a lot of young quarterbacks. I don't see it. I didn't see it in training camp. You know, everybody raves about his leadership, which, okay. The guys do gravitate to him in the locker room and as well. But production talks, and you know what walks. And therein lies the issue. If you're going to be a vocal leader, and I mean vocal like he is, he dominates that locker room. You got to perform. 28 of 40, 328 yards, yeah. Two touchdowns, three interceptions. They didn't even remotely try to run the ball. 9 for 26. The immortal Case Keenum, 25 of 33. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. Why? Minnesota, 37 carries for 125. That's why they won the game. Stayed committed to it, and when Keenum had to make a couple of plays, he did it. Again, Keenum is one of those guys. If you have to go to him, you can deal with it for a game or two. He'll win one, lose two, but he won't kill you unless you got to start him the whole season. Then he will kill you. Jameis. He got the ball down the field to Deshaun, but he made mistakes. And, oh, by the way, he and O.J. Howard are not in sync at all. Howard's supposed to be the guy that exploits the middle of the field. He had one reception for 12 yards. He got targeted once. Once. That's something Dirk needs to talk about with his Dirk Cutter needs to talk about with his quarterback. Now, I'll tell you this. And this lends into what I talk about with Jameis. When he goes to his checkdowns, that's when he makes mistakes. And he targeted Mike Evans 12 times yesterday. He targeted Adam Humphries 10 times yesterday. That's all well and good. And he'll get that ball there, and he'll get it there accurately. He's got a cannon arm. When he has to start checking down, that's where he runs into issues. He doesn't see the field. You know, three interceptions, plus he put the ball on the ground twice, fumbling. They didn't lose him, but he still put him on the ground, and that ain't helping drives either. Where it was disappointing for Tampa Bay was their defense just didn't show up. Defense. Well, the vaunted no sack Tampa Bay defense. You know, last year Minnesota had an issue keeping the pocket clean for Sam Bradford. Yesterday, they had three quarterback hits against their offensive line. Case Keenum had all day. Bradford's going to get healthy. You know, maybe next week. I don't know. Maybe the week after. And he'll be back in there. But they're the real deal. They're going to contend all year. Tampa Bay is not. I'm telling you, they're going to be a 500 team again. Texans managing to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Lose 36-33 to New England. Deshaun Watson had a nice game, a couple of turnovers. 22 of 33, 301, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Good balance, 125 yards on the ground. Lamar Miller had a nice game. Deshaun can move, as we all know. Donta Foreman, 8 for 25. He's a pounder. They had New England on the ropes. And Tom Brady does it again. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, 378 yards. Gillisley has turned into their primary guy in short yardage. He had 12 for 31. As I said, that's how he's going to be used all year. But Brady clutch in the final seconds, winning it. We'll get to this game on the other side, break it down a little further for you. You know, check it out. Got some things to say about this game as well. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint and putting more money into the pockets of pros with top quality paints without the paint store price. Like Glidden paints. Glidden lasts longer, covers better, and costs less at the Home Depot. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So save time and money with Glidden, paints that get the job done. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto getting it done out on the West Coast. Again, Texans and the Patriots, probably best game of the day. How do I put this kindly? Houston managed to find a way to lose this game. They had everything going for them. But Tom Brady is Tom Brady, and he wins games in the final seconds. And Cooks made it happen. He's that downfield option that Tom Brady hasn't had in quite a while. The other thing, though, which kind of got neglected a little bit in this, was on the drive, right before the 27-yarder to Danny Amendola, Corey Moore dropped like a sure interception and hit him right in the chest. And that was it. And then, of course, after that, as everybody on the planet knew, Brady was going to convert. But, you know, Brandon Cooks is going to be a bigger and bigger weapon for him as the year goes on. And New England, you know, they'll be there. They have their flaws. Especially. You know, they will be there at the end of the year, as everybody knows. I just don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. Again, though, to make note, and at the top of the hour, I went and flicked on the television for a couple of minutes, and they're all talking about the protests and locking arms. And what they're not talking about is this was another stadium where when the players locked arms and stood next to the players who were kneeling, they got roundly booed by their home crowd. You know, again, if they're not paying attention to this, they need to. And I'm sure Robert Kraft was not happy about this. I'm sure Robert Kraft has talked to the president since they're close friends. You know, people forget the president has a bully pulpit. You talk. You know, but your fans booed you. And this is in freaking Foxborough, where all they do up there is win. Tom Brady, still getting it done at 40. Pretty damn impressive. God, I hate New England. Jets, I finally got one right. And I knew this was going to happen. This was just too easy of a setup. First of all, the Jets, at least defensively, are better than what people think. That's number one. Miami is going to struggle. There's going to be good weeks and bad weeks. Cutler is Cutler. He's going to disappoint you sometimes, but they hit his number yesterday. 26 of 44, 220 yards for a 5-yard average. Touchdown and interception. They pressured him, sacked him 3 times. The biggest thing for the Jets and what they were able to do yesterday was on defense. Jay Ajayi had 11 carries for 16 yards. And for all of you who jumped on the Jay Ajayi bandwagon last year for the 1,000-yard season that he had, don't forget, he had 600 of those yards in 3 games. Not that he's not a good running back. He is. He's not an elite running back. At least not in my eye. But they decided they were going to shut him down. And shut him down, they did. And when he got hurt, they had no answer. Jets did a good job yesterday. Josh McCown was efficient. 18 of 23 for a touchdown, no picks. They ran the ball, stayed committed to it. 34 for a 103. You know, they're no offensive juggernaut by any means. Where they did show up was on defense. And that's exactly what they needed to do. Now, then, you know, they're not. But they dominated yesterday. And it's going to happen a couple of times. Because when they go up against offensively challenged teams such as themselves, if their defense is better, they're going to win the football game. Good job by the coach. Good job by the quarterback. Good job by the defense. You know, I'm not a Todd Bowles fan, but he had this team ready. They got him a little depth now at the tight end position. Safarius Jenkins, who, you know, again, skill set's there. Can he keep his head screwed on right is the question. And they have depth. They got young receivers that are trying to make a name for themselves. Guys like Adarius Stewart. You know. Kid played at Alabama. He didn't have quarterbacks who could get him the ball, but he came out of a big program, and he was a big-time recruit. Maybe on the NFL level, he turns into something. You know, this is what they're doing this year. But they're not going to go 0-16. They're a game back in their division. So, Jet fans, you got a little sniff for a day, and that's not so bad. Giants managed to snatch victory from the jaw, defeat from the jaws of victory, 61-yard field goal. The offense finally came to life in the fourth quarter where they scored 24 points after getting shut out the entire game. And the defense managed to spit the bit and let Philadelphia get into field goal position where their kicker kicked a 61-yard field goal to win the game. Not bad. Once they finally figured it out, Eli was great yesterday. He was putting the ball exactly where he wanted it to be. But two interceptions in the first half, a definitely questionable call with Sterling Shepard having the touchdown taken away. And Eli had three touchdowns and two picks, but he went 366, completely abandoned the run game. They can't run the football. It's that simple. They can't run it. Why they're not playing Gallman, I have no idea. Shepard had a monster game. Beckham was good, but not great. Brandon Marshall finally showed up, and Evan Engram showed up. He put the ball all over the field. I mean, I was watching it. I didn't get the turnover as far as Shepard not controlling the ball. It looked like he controlled it to me. He certainly got both feet down. They couldn't put the ball in on fourth down inside the one. Giants are in big trouble, 0-3. And losing this game is the kind of game that takes the wind right out of your sails. They're two games back of everybody in the division, and that's fine. But realistically, if they're going to make the playoffs, they can lose four more games the rest of the year. And even at that, they'll be borderline. Realistically, it's three games. And considering that they have issues with moving the ball to start. And they're going down the tubes. So what happens when you don't have an offensive line? Saints 34, Carolina 13. Didn't see this one coming. But they can't seem to get it together offensively. They're still trying to figure it out. I think they will sooner rather than later. McCaffrey had 9 receptions for 101 yards. Stewart had 57 yards on the ground, but they're still trying to find the balance. They're pulling Cam. And Cam's not playing well. He's throwing picks all over the place. This is a very good, delicate balance with Carolina. Yeah, they're 2-1. But this is a team that can easily go the other way. I think they're just trying to figure out how to do it. Because you have a new offensive weapon that needs to be into the mix on a regular basis. And they're trying to figure it out. Seahawks lose to the Titans, 33-27. I should have known better on this game. I really should have. Boy, did I have a miserable week. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 losses. I'm 6-9. Yeesh. Russell Wilson, 4 touchdowns. The vaunted defense gave up 21 in the third quarter. Mariota was efficient. The formula worked today, yesterday. 20-32, 225, 2 touchdowns. Don't turn the ball over. 195 on and Russell was playing catch-up. Couldn't do it. Everybody anointed Seattle going to the Super Bowl, including me. They got big issues. Right now I'm looking at Detroit and I'm looking at Atlanta. I'm saying to myself, those two teams are better than Seattle. And I'm starting to wonder, quite honestly, whether or not the message is getting old in Seattle. There's a lot of noise in that clubhouse. We'll see. Packers 27-24. Cincinnati always finds a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Field goal in overtime. Aaron Rodgers is amazing. 28-42, 313, 3 touchdowns. Cincinnati be bad. Andy played a good game, though, so the quarterback talk will stop, at least for now. But they're a bad football team. Chargers, but they did it on the road, which ultimately, if you're going to be a Super Bowl team, you got to win some on the road. And that's what they did. Took care of their business. Kareem Hunt, 17 for $172. Yeah, I would say he's on his way to having a real nice career in the National Football League. What a weapon they found. With him and Tariq Hill. They're a different kind of team. Congratulations. Raiders go on the road, come East Coast. It's another game I should have known. Kirk Cousins, 365, 3 touchdowns. Raiders, you stunk it up, 27-10. Don't read your press clippings. That'll keep you out of the playoffs. Yeah, it will. But then a preview right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Do not go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to the attack, Senator Roberto. Last game, Dallas, Arizona. I don't know what to make of this game. Hell, I haven't been right all week anyway, so what's the difference? I one stat that on a 6-0. I think that comes to an end tonight. Cardinals are just they're getting old at the wrong time. And I don't know that they're going to be consistent enough to get it done. Now, granted, they're at home. Zeke quit on the team last week. He's got something to prove. I think ultimately it's going to come down to that defensive backfield of the Cardinals taking apart Dak. If they can, Arizona will win the game. If they can't, the Cowboys will win the game. I think it's going to be a lot of ground and pound for Dallas. I think they're going to run Zeke hard and often. Cowboys are going to have to stop Carson Palmer, who's going to be a difference in this game. I don't see this as particularly high scoring. I see it as maybe a 24-21, something along those lines. But I think the Cowboys will prevail on the road, break that 0-6 streak, and keep pace in the NFC East, closer to the Eagles rather than closer to the Giants. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow, some NBA, some college football as well. For Senator Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.